It was 1 week ago today that the U.S. Army and Marines launched a ground war on Iraq. Within days, U.S. troops had penetrated more than 200 miles into Iraqi territory, but the progress of the ground war has slowed considerably since then, and Army and Marine units have both run into fierce resistance. Some military analysts and retired generals are saying that Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and U.S. commanders made a mistake by not assigning more ground forces to the war effort. On Capitol Hill today, Rumsfeld defended the war plan.
The plan is a good one. It is in place. It's a plan that has been worked through carefully by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, by the combatant commanders around the world, by General Myers, General Pace. It's a good plan, and it was designed in a way that forces would continue to flow over a sustained period.
Joining us now is NPR's Tom Gelton. Tom, what larger point is Secretary Rumsfeld trying to make here with this statement?
Well, Michelle, he's trying to deal with this criticism. You mentioned that there aren't enough troops in the theater. Basically, there are just three U.S. divisions plus the Brits. Actually, the Marines are a little bit more than a division. But there's been this criticism, as you suggested, that there should have been enough troops over there to keep at least one division in reserve, in addition to those that are plunging into Iraq right now. And Rumsfeld's point here in this tape cut is that these three U.S. divisions now in Iraq are just the beginning. U.S. commanders from the beginning have been instituting what they call or doing this thing they call a rolling start. Rumsfeld said the idea is that U.S. forces will keep flowing in there over a period of time rather than having them all there right at the beginning. In fact, there are two or three divisions already headed over there. That means that within the next few weeks, there'll be as many as 100,000 additional U.S. troops in Iraq. Beyond that, Michelle, there's clearly a lot of sensitivity to this criticism right now and some effort to dampen expectations. We've heard also from Rumsfeld again today that we're still much closer to the beginning of this war than to the end of it. And President Bush echoed that as well when he said today that this war would last however long it takes. So, Michelle, clearly an effort to prepare the American people for what could be a long war and a more difficult war than many people had expected.
With inclement weather and fierce resistance on the ground, is there a sense that Rumsfeld and his generals have actually changed the war plan for Iraq?
Well, we've been seeing some live TV pictures from Baghdad of more heavy bombing there, the heaviest in several days. And that heavy bombing in Baghdad is very much a part of the original plan. So to some extent, we may now be returning to the original plan with this better weather, as you say. But from what we've gathered by embedded reporters who have been our best source of information on this, there is some adjustment of the plan. There is apparently more resources are being devoted to securing the rear guard and the flanks. I would say, though, the biggest change is the way Rumsfeld and others are talking about this whole war. Up until a couple of days ago, Rumsfeld was really describing the strategy in psychological terms. He was saying the key moment would be that moment when elements of the regime who've been loyal to Saddam out of fear decide they have less to fear from Saddam than they would from the incoming American and British forces, so they flip sides. He's almost portrayed it as a psychological threshold that has to be crossed before there's a victory. Now Rumsfeld is talking about this war in old-fashioned terms, in terms of a military threshold. He said today there are Republican guard forces ringing Baghdad. It'll take tough fighting to get through that ring, and it won't be possible to make progress until those rings are penetrated. So a much more of a military threshold, military definition of progress. That's a big change.
All right, Tom, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Tom Gelton.